Yeah, the WERDA bill, the Water Resources Bill, is matters to our state in a number of ways. We're blessed with the greatest on our northern shore, the greatest body of fresh water in the world, and on the southern border of Ohio, we have this great waterway, and you know, lots of water resources throughout the state, drinking water, recreation, commercial, industrial use, all of that, and this was a good step forward in protecting the Great Lakes and protecting the Ohio River in part from Asian carp and also in development and how we make sure the Army Corps of Engineers serves Ohio in the right way, from Findlay with the flooding they've had to the dredging in the harbors along the, you know, and from Toledo to Ashtabula.
It's one thing to pass the WERDA, it's another thing to get it funded.
Yeah, it is another thing to get it funded. It always is, but there's been general bipartisan support for this kind of infrastructure. I mean, the vitality and the economic prosperity of this country is in part because of the government partnership with local communities on highways, bridges, water transport, harbors, and some who just say there's never a role for government on this one are wrong, because it's clear. I mean, it's important as government is in Medicare and Social Security and food safety. It's equally important in infrastructure so we can move goods and services around the state and around the country and around the world, and helping Ohio farmers export going from the Maumee River to Lake Erie to the St. Lawrence Seaway to overseas.